From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Burke reporting. Thai officials trying to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave complex say they are concerned the weather could thwart their efforts. The provincial governor, Narongsak Osotanagorn, said early Saturday that officials are still trying to figure out the best plan of action.
We try to set a plan that the best plan, if we can bring them out, and the risk is minimum, maybe we try, because we afraid of the weather.
Billionaire Elon Musk has announced that his company has sent engineers and equipment to Thailand to help in the rescue effort. Musk's boring company digs tunnels for advanced transport systems and has advanced ground-penetrating radar. Heavy rains are forecast for the area in the next few days. On Friday, a Thai Navy SEAL diver died when he ran out of oxygen in the flooded cave passage. The search for victims from the sinking of a tourist boat off the coast of Phuket, Thailand, is set to resume Saturday. Police said Friday the death toll had risen to at least 33. The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew, and one tour guide when it capsized in rough seas late Thursday off Phuket Island. Discussions between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korean officials are set to resume Saturday. The meetings come amid reports of American intelligence assessments that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is continuing to develop the infrastructure for his nuclear program. Pompeo hopes to press North Korea to work toward a timetable to end its nuclear program. This is VOA News.